Thank you for joining Asia's best radio station.
www.ballyballyradio.co.uk brings you the latest Bollywood news, updates and film promos.
Download latest podcasts of Carry On Harry Show
on iTunes.
Now shake hands with celebrities on Singapore talk show, Carry On Harry.
Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry Talk Show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.
Hi friends, welcome to yet another show. Your talk show host Harry Johal. It's a very good morning over here in Singapore, and on that note, I am very much excited to get in connection with Hollywood actor Paul Cram, who has worked in films like 13 Hours in a Warehouse, Dawning, Stealing Summer, and this year he's releasing another movie, and two of his movies are lined up for 2015. So getting connected to the Hollywood actor and get to know about his experiences in the world of films and how is it like in Hollywood, what are his plans ahead, and what is he expecting from the movie that is releasing this year. We'll get more information about his projects. He's been leading actor for a few years, and so let's see what's in store for today's show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Mr. Paul. Good morning from Singapore, sir.
Oh, good morning, or I should say good morning to you too. It's evening here where I'm at.
Okay, fine. I'm pretty excited, you know, that I wanted to connect with you earlier, but since I got your email a little bit later, so anyway, we are here now, so talking and discussing about the things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Excellent. It's good to connect with you.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Paul, apart from welcoming you to the talk show, I would like to, you know, explore a little bit more about you. Like, you have been working in Hollywood for a couple of years now as a lead actor. So, what are the things you think that are the more exciting things when it comes to working in films?
Oh gosh, that's a big question. There's a lot of things that I personally find exciting when working on a film. I'd have to say it's always interesting to me when I work on a project or on a movie. There's so many different moving parts, and there's so many people that are coming together to work on it, and it's so collaborative. You know, you've got all of the actors obviously working on it. But in addition to all of us actors, you know, you have your director, you've got people working on wardrobe, you've got people that are setting up lights, you've got people that are, you know, working on just on bringing in food for the day for everybody. So I think it's always fascinating to see that all come together. I mean, it's it's a little bit humbling too when you're working as an actor to see all of that. Because everybody's coming together, and they all, they're all coming together, and they want to, you know, make you look good. You know, the people that are working with the lighting.
Correct. So. It's pretty collaborative effort, and I think movie making is something, you know, which is not just about fulfilling the fantasies, but also, you know, you come to learn a lot of things because diverse culture people are coming, you know, they are immensely talented, and then all the talent is being put into one particular project, and you know, we make something, you know, which is outstanding when it comes to,
I
you
agree.
Know, yeah, it's just like a creation of something which was written on a piece of paper into something which we can see it on a big canvas.
Yeah, I agree. And actually, that's funny you say that it's interesting you say that because I find myself, like, when I'm reading a script for the first time, I think reading actual scripts, you know, the words on the page, is really boring because scripts aren't necessarily meant to be read; they're meant to be created.
And
you know, it's not like reading a book where it's entertaining. It's actually reading a script is quite boring, like because literally, you know, it'll say things like, you know, if my character's named John, it'll say like John enters a room. John sets down his briefcase. John turns to the door. You know, it's things like that that are so boring. it requires, you know, the actor to breathe life into that kind of stuff. So Yeah, the actual scripts are usually pretty boring.
I also know, Mr. Paul, that you really love to read books, and that is a kind of a hobby for you, apart from doing your roles into the films. So when it comes to selecting, scripts, you've been pretty lucky that, you have done a couple of movies already as a lead actor, be it Stealing Summer, Dawning, 13 Hours in a Warehouse.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and I should mention, I know that... I have had some films that I've done where I've been one of the lead actors. A lot of those films are, I would call them like independent films where they're not like connected with a huge Hollywood studio. A lot of the projects and films that I myself have worked on are, I got my start working with college students, actually, students at colleges that are, going to school to learn how to become film directors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I got started. And since then, over the years, I've made connections and started to work on bigger and bigger projects, and been fortunate enough to, now I'm starting to, I just actually wrapped on a film where I was one of the lead actors. And it's fun to have that progression. It's fun to, be able to look back and be like, wow, some of those projects I worked on were really small. I'm losing my train of thought here. Your original question or where you were going was with my love of reading. I can't tell you how much, reading and going to the library excites me. I feel like a little kid in a candy store when I go to the library.
Correct. And when it comes to selection of your scripts, what are the basic criteria you try to adopt, as an individual actor?
Well, for myself, a lot of the scripts that come my way, they're usually really specific. And by that, I mean, I'm not getting a lot of scripts that are from a lot of different genres. I'm usually getting scripts where the role that they want me to play is really specific. I play a lot of roles where how I physically look comes into play with the character. Your listeners can't really necessarily see me, but I'm a really slight, thin guy. I'm, fairly tallish. And that comes into play. I play a lot of really, I play a lot of roles that are edgier. I play a lot of drug addicts. I play a lot of, parts where how I look physically definitely comes into play. So I wouldn't necessarily consider myself to be, I'm not quite at the point as an actor where I'm out choosing every part that I'm going to play. Right now there's a lot of parts that I'm taking where I'm thrilled to be playing it and taking parts and glad to be working. So I'm not necessarily choosing all of the different parts or not choosing them. There's a lot of parts that come my way that I'm surprised that they want me to play it, and I'm happy to play it.
That's lovely, because unless you love what you are playing on the screen, it will obviously come in a better format on the screen itself. You have been working with independent, talents. You have worked in a couple of movies. So which of your movies you think that has given you some kind of an, artistic satisfaction? After all, you've been the lead hero of those movies and, apart from, getting the kick that you have led the entire project, as an actor, what were the most satisfactory, things that you feel that you already have, scored under your belt?
Yeah, I had, each and every project kind of gives me something different and unique, which being an actor, I get so much satisfaction, as I'm assuming most actors do, from playing the different parts and becoming the different characters. So each different movie and each different character that I've played kind of gives me a little bit something different that I feed off of. Off the top of my head, I loved working on, there was a film, it's called Contract Killers. And this was a movie that came out a couple of years ago. I'm assuming people can probably there in Singapore find it online too. But I had such a blast working with the lead actress on that. She was actually
Yes, Mr. Mr. Paul, I think we got disconnected. So we were our last talk was that you said that you had a blast with your co-actress. So we'll just pick up the things from there.
Yeah, I was just saying that project, Contract Killers, I had a blast. It's the one that's jumping into my head at the moment. I had a blast working with her, and it felt a lot like in the scene that we were able to kind of play. And that's so rewarding for me as an actor is working with other actors. And when you're on set, that to get to a place where it's fun and it feels like we're playing and we're still taking the job very seriously, but having fun with it at the same time.
Correct. And this is your new movie is releasing. So would you like to give us some information about, the project itself and what is your, participation into it and what are you playing in it?
Sure. In the latest movie that came out, it actually came out in early June, and the film is called Dust of War. And in that film, I play the role of Gelman, who is kind of the film itself is a little bit of a post-apocalyptic, science fiction type film. So I play kind of a soldier that exists in this world after the apocalypse. Okay. And I guess I don't want to give away too much because my part is small, but it is very, very, very memorable. Like you won't forget that character in the film. he has a fairly explosive scene. So if people watch the movie, they'll know what I'm talking about. And I'm curious to know, like, I know here in the States, we watch a lot of films. We stream them online. We watch them through different websites like Netflix and Amazon and different websites like that. I don't know about there in Singapore. Do you guys stream a lot of movies online?
Okay, in Singapore, still Netflix haven't entered, in big way. There are some rules and regulations that are still being worked out, but mostly people watch movies either in cinemas or they watch it on YouTube, those ones which have been posted officially. So it's pretty over here. Means the Netflix, we are still waiting for it, sir.
I heard that the movie Dust of War is on YouTube for people to stream, so that would be a way that your listeners could check it out and take a look, as well as, I have a lot of videos on YouTube myself, a lot of short clips and stuff from films that I've worked on, as well as a lot of, independent films and stuff too. So if people are curious, they can, type in my name on YouTube, which is just Paul Cram. And they'll pull up some stuff.
Correct. Apart from the movie this year, what are the other projects you're working on right now?
I just actually finished a movie that would be like a thriller / horror movie, and I just finished filming on that a couple of weeks ago, and the name of that one is called Anniversary. And I'm really excited about that film. It shot in really close to the ocean here in America, and I don't know. Do you want a little bit of a synopsis about what the movie's about?
Yes, sure. I would like to know the synopsis, and I would like to know what role you are playing in that movie, and what's so interesting about your character in the film.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. The film is called Anniversary, and the film follows three main characters. One of them is mine. And basically what happens is one of the characters, he's like a college professor. Mm-hmm. And he is going from town to town, like really small towns throughout America. And he's doing interviews with people in the towns. And he's doing this as part of his job for the college that he works at. He's trying to put together kind of like a thesis paper and collecting data from all these towns. So he's doing that, and he hires a photographer and the photographer's assistant. And I play the photographer's assistant in the film. And what happens is they go into this really, really small town, and they start interviewing the people that live in the town, and they're talking to them about, like the history of the town and like where, what different events that have happened throughout history. And things get really creepy really fast because, like, different people's stories don't match. And then, like, kids and children start disappearing. And my character in particular, I start seeing at night, like, these really weird white, pale creatures, like, crawling through snowbanks. And it gets really creepy and scary. And I had a blast filming it because sometimes working on films like this where they're scary and stuff, it's so fun because as an actor, I get to play, I get to scream and run and be scared and do all that kind of stuff. And it's so rewarding as an actor because I love doing that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know of an actor that doesn't love acting all scared and screaming and just being dramatic.
Got it. Okay. So apart from Anniversary, any other film that we can see you in?
Well, Anniversary will not be out. They're editing that currently. So that one will be probably about a year before that one comes out. But yeah, there's quite a few films that people can probably find online. One of them is 13 Hours in a Warehouse, if people like horror movies. Another one would be Contract Killers, if people like action movies. And there's... Gosh, I should. I've had a lot of small roles in a lot of movies too. So, another place that people can go to find like a list of the films that I've been in is either my website paulcramactor.com or even imdb.com, and they can look up and see. There's quite a few.
Okay, fine. We'll definitely browse around YouTube and get to see your work. But I have seen one or two trailers of your film which are listed on IMDb. But anyway, sir, it was quite interesting to interact with you and get a little bit glimpse about your contribution into the world of cinema and how you see as an actor the world's viewpoint. So apart from that, sir, anything that you would like to add up before we end today's show?
Oh, I just want to say thanks so much for the opportunity to chat with you. It's been really fun.
It was truly pleasurable for me as well, sir. And on that note, sir, I wish you all the best and have a very pleasant evening with your family. And may God bless you and, keep working in the movies. And we would like to see Paul Cram more and more, in the movies, playing different varied characters and something very, outstanding in future.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for being in tune with Best Talk Show, Carry On Harry, with entertainment editor Harry Johel on BalaBalaRadio.co.uk. Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry Talk Show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johel at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.